This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Demolition experts have begun placing explosives Sunday in the partially collapsed Champlain Towers South building in South Florida in an attempt to bring down the rest of the building before the area is affected by the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Detonation is expected to take place within hours. Officials fear the building is unstable and could fall if left to bear the brunt of high winds from the advancing tropical storm. At least 24 people died when the 12-story building collapsed on June 24th, and 121 people are still missing. Officials say rescuers will restart the search as soon as possible after the building is destroyed. The latest forecasts on Tropical Storm Elsa from the National Hurricane Center have the storm shifting to the west and missing South Florida, but forecasters are expecting high winds that could result in a less controlled collapse of the building's ruins. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since evacuated, and officials are not letting them back in to retrieve their belongings. They say it's too dangerous. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding there. The storm has already killed at least three people while battering several Caribbean islands. Cuban government opened shelters and took measures to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target was Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning. It caused widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday as the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.